Paul, to hold the Kings to 17 shots in tonight's game, it was obviously a very solid performance by your hockey club.
Yeah, it was a real good grinder, and I don't think there's a lot of easy offense for either team, but we especially in the third period started to skate, put some pressure on them, and limit what they could do with the puck.
Jump out to the 2-0 lead. You knew there would be a push from their club. They're able to get things back on even ice, but did you like the way you guys were able to handle this one all the way through?
Yeah, I thought it was fairly... I don't know if even's the right word, but I didn't feel there were huge swings in momentum in the game. They made good on a couple of shots. We had a couple that we couldn't get to goal for us. So I didn't feel the game really ebbed and flowed, and it was pretty solid. I thought we got better as the game went on.
What about the confidence shown by Tyler Myers in that 2-on-1, Paul, to shoot the puck?
Yeah, I thought it was an unusual setup there. I'd have thought Patty had held his side of the ice on that one and opened up, but... That was what was left for him to do, really. I mean, he made a real good read on it.
You guys were really good at the faceoff circle statistically last I saw towards the end of the game. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't see the final number, but starting with the puck was pretty big for your club tonight.
I thought in the second period, so we come out, I think, 8-6, down 8-6 in shots after one. But in the second period, we won some faceoffs in the offensive zone, started getting some pucks to the net. And that, I think, in a lot of ways sets up your third. You get the right kind of zone time, so you're not spending a whole lot of time in your end.
We asked your guys to a man. They were saying, you know, these kind of grinders, these playoff style one goal victories, it says a lot about your team more so than we said the other day, those blowouts.
Yeah, we've had three of them and handled them right and played well, and we like our third periods, and that's the key piece for us. And each of our last three games and one goal wins, our third period's been our strongest period.
What do you think makes the Jets above most other teams in the league? What variables, a couple highlights of why this team is so good?
I think we have a good mix of role players. So we have some, you know, extreme speed and Ehlers, Cal Connor, Mark Scheifele, Blake Wheeler up front. And then we've got some pretty good grind there too. And, you know, the Lowry little line and Tanev. So we've got a good mix. Our back end is, it's deep because we've two really, really important defensemen out of our lineup, one of them for half the season in Dustin Byfuglien. And when everybody's healthy, I'm going to have 10 NHL defensemen that can play, and three more in the minors that played for us at some point this year. So we've got some, it's unusual, not credit to management, to be as deep as we are and as young as we are at the same time. We're still a very, very young team.
How about Matt Hendrick's return here tonight?
Boy, I liked his game. I mean, the line was a different style of line, but I thought they broke the puck out and moved the puck and had some offensive zone chances as well as anybody on our team. Like, their breakouts and their compete under the puck was really good. Just nice having him back on the bench, you know, always talking, lots of energy. It was fun.
The Kings only had a couple of shots in the third, but the ones they did get were pretty good chances. Is it tough for a goalie like Brossoit to go that long?
Yeah, it's tough for any of you. You don't get into a rhythm there. You don't touch the puck. You feel like you're waiting for it. But he's been good in both ends, both kinds of games, right? He's been outstanding in high-volume games early in the year. And as we kind of develop our game and get a little stronger here, we're hoping not to give our goalies don't see the 40 to 50 shot nights quite as often.